This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops found Hamas weapons and combat gear in Al-Shifa Hospital in the Gaza Strip. During a search on Wednesday, Chief Israeli Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the Army simultaneously released a video that it said showed some of the material recovered from an undisclosed building within the large hospital complex, including automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets. Hamas, which is battling Israeli forces within Gaza, dismissed the announcement as lies and cheap propaganda. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. The head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has told a UN emergency meeting an immediate humanitarian ceasefire has become a matter of life and death for millions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Philippe Lazzarini has accused Israel of collective punishment of Palestinians and the forced displacement of civilians. He also warns a further breakdown of civil order after the agency's warehouses were broken into by Palestinians searching for food and other aid will make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the largest UN agency in Gaza to continue operating. Briefings to the Security Council by Lazzarini, the head of the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, and a senior UN humanitarian official, painted a dire picture of the situation in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in corridors throughout the Gaza Strip after four failed attempts to respond to the Israel-Hamas war. The vote was 12-0, with the United States, Britain, and Russia abstaining. This is VOA.